Good morning. Thank you, Daryl, for those great songs. And it did. It sounded good. We got a card from Kathy Hope. And we have recently been praying for some friends of hers, Michelle Loker and Brad Meldrum. And they've both expressed thanks and appreciation for the prayers. But also we need to pray for their comfort. Just this past week, Michelle's grandfather passed this past Thursday, and Brad's wife, Penny, passed Wednesday. And so we need to remember them in prayer. And if you would, before we get into our lesson, let's bow to God on behalf of them. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We ask that you please be with Kathy's friends, Michelle and Brad, right now. For the loss that they're experiencing, please, we ask comfort for them. We hope that Kathy can be a source of encouragement and give them the comfort that only you can provide. Dear God, we ask that you be with all of us and the individual fears, concerns, prayers that are on our heart to you. And we ask that you be with us for the rest of this worship to you. We hope everything we have done and our attitudes and everything have been in spirit and in truth, and that the words that are preached will be sound and pleasing to you. We pray everything through your son Jesus. Amen. We're going to look today, if you would turn in your Bibles to Galatians, the third chapter. Don read to us this passage. Appreciate that. We have been studying for the last probably about 4 months, I think, the book of Galatians on Wednesday night. And there was a passage here in Galatians 3 that really we got a lot out of on Wednesday night, and I wanted to share it with you guys as our Sunday morning lesson. It reads, and this is Paul writing to the Christians there in Galatia, and it says, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." I'd like for us to look at this passage. There is a number of issues just in this short passage. It starts out in verse 24, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith." A tutor is a guide. It gives extra instruction. It clears things up. When we're in school and we get extra tutoring in a class, they are helping us understand, hopefully, the subject at hand. And it brings things to light. It clears things up where we may have been misunderstanding things. The tutor, the law, even though we are no longer under the law of Moses, it played an extremely vital part in in us as a Christian, in the Israelites' walk with God. One, the law of the Old Testament shows an awful lot about the nature of God. You know, we as Christians today in the 21st century can understand the nature of God, which hasn't changed, at all. We can study the Old Testament and see God's purpose, God's love for man. We can see that he's a jealous God. We can see that he's a demanding God, a rewarding God. We also see the nature of man, how man has been given God's ordinances, and when they are obedient and they keep those ordinances, things are good. But man tends to want to throw a wrench into the works and mess it up and do things that he wanted, either totally reject God or do things, which is a rejection anyway, do things the way they want. It's the old law is about obedience. It is about sacrifice. We today understand the sacrifice of Jesus so much better by understanding the Old Testament. How the blood of bulls and goats were insufficient. And even though this was being written to people in the first century, it shed light on them about how Jesus was a better sacrifice than what they had been using. And the Old Testament was not an end result. That it was a tutor to bring us to Christ. And that's the next phrase in that verse. The whole purpose of the law was to bring us, to get us to Christ. Those things we just looked at about the attributes of God and the attributes of man and all that, those were just byproducts. The purpose was to get us to Christ. And that we are justified by faith. This word faith, I don't know if you'll notice, but it is brought up numerous times in this passage. And it's kind of the key to this whole passage, that we are justified, that we are made just, sanctified, seen right and just in God's eyes through our faith in Christ. Goes on in verse 25, it says, but after faith, here again, faith, but after faith has come, we're no longer under a tutor. The Old Testament, the law of Moses, served a wonderful purpose. But now that we have faith in Christ, now that we have come to the point that we see Christ and have faith in Him and see Him as the sources of our salvation rather than the blood of bulls and goats, we no longer need that tutor. Romans 10:17 goes right along. Paul was writing to the Romans. He said, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This faith just doesn't come and materialize out of nothing. We develop faith by the word of God. John 1:1. The Gospel of John starts out, in the beginning was the Word, the source of that faith. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, and the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh, Jesus, and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is that source, the source and the end result of that faith. In Colossians 2, verse 14, it reads, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, talking about Jesus, having nailed it to the cross. Not only, and we had a lesson a few weeks ago about the things that were nailed to the cross. Of course, Jesus was nailed to the cross, but also the law was nailed to the cross, along with our sins. Verse 26, it says, for you are all sons of God. Again, that word faith. Through faith in Christ Jesus. That's how we become sons of God. Through faith, we get faith through the Word of God. And then when we obey that faith and demonstrate that faith, we are sons of God. Hebrews 11:6, we see that, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Impossible. It's not that it's harder. It is impossible if we don't have faith to please God. For he who comes to God, I'll tell you, you see a mini plan of salvation right here. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. When we are diligently seeking God, we will find Him. And we will develop, when we believe in Him, we will develop that faith. And without it, we won't. And in verse 27 it says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We use these terms quite often that sometimes it may be a little confusing to people. Somebody will say, have you put on Christ? What does that mean? Putting on, carrying Him on my back? We use terms like that. Sometimes it just flows out. But somebody that is unaware, or maybe unaware of this verse, or some of the other verses in the Bible, it may sound odd, putting on Christ, to be in Christ. Things like that. It says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ, shows that there are some people that are baptized into other things. But if you were baptized into Christ, you have put Him on. You are in Christ. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4 expounds a little bit more on this. And Paul penned this also. He says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Mark 16:16, a verse that is on a lot of our outlines with the plan of salvation. Jesus told the people that were listening to him, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And this passage ends up with Paul says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Paul was writing to Christians in Galatia that many were battling an idea that some people were still teaching, that you've got to still adhere to Judaism to be a Christian. That to be a Christian, you've got to be circumcised. You've got to keep with the Jewish traditions and the feasts and the dietary laws and this and the that. And that wasn't the case. Paul said, when you're baptized into Christ, you're neither Jew nor Greek. You're a Christian. You're neither slave nor free. We see examples of Onesimus and Philemon, that you can be a Christian even though you were a slave. It wipes those statuses out. You're neither male nor female. In cultures that have a strict distinction between male and female, it doesn't matter in the eyes of Christ. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the great equalizer, not money. A lot of people in the world see that money gives you the power. Money is the great equalizer. Or power, or in some countries, gender. Or race. Or strength or power. But in the eyes of God, Jesus Christ is the great equalizer. I'd like to end up reading this one more time. The lesson is yours. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If there is anybody in attendance here, or if there is anybody watching our live stream that has not been baptized, you need to. The inspired Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians in this short passage that through baptism, that's where we put on Christ and become justified through our faith. And it's that faith in God, that faith in Jesus, that is going to lead us to obedience to be baptized. If you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, through prayers, we've already gone to God in prayer today. We are more than welcome to, we're happy to go back to God in prayer on behalf of you, with you, on your behalf. If you need to repent of sin, if you are a Christian, if you have been baptized and are in Christ but have stumbled, and there is sin in your life keeping you separated from God, we urge you to repent of that sin. Put it behind you. Get back on track and be pleasing to God. Whatever your need, if you would come forward, let your needs be known while Daryl leads us in the invitation.